All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle. Nevada Nick is running a little bit behind. He will be he'll be joining us shortly here, and so we'll get his take. A lot of stuff and a lot of embarrassment. I mean, let's face it, okay. The Giants right now, it's an embarrassment. Okay, don't let that score fool you, because I mean, come on. The you know, I mean, those were garbage crap that they got. Okay, that was it. They didn't I thought I got rid of that. Sorry. You know, it's ridiculous that the Giants are the way it is. You know, who cares about Glennon? You know, put in Fromm, see what you got, something other than that piss poor performance yesterday. Now I hear Leonard Williams is out the remainder of the year, obviously. Elbow is severely injured, his elbow. So I don't know. I got to bring the bag back, because it is an embarrassment. And Lawrence Tynes, the Super Bowl winning kicker for the Giants, said the same thing. You know, he goes, this is embarrassing to anyone who put on a uniform for the New York Football Giants. And I have to agree with him, because as a fan, that we spend our hard-earned dollars, you're not lowering ticket prices to see this garbage. You're not. And we got to go see this garbage. It's terrible. It's terrible. What's up, Mike? No, I'm not riding solo. Nevada Nick, he's running a little late. He'll be jumping on here shortly. You know, listen, Paul. I don't think they need to cut Derek Carr. You know, I mean that organization's in a lot of turmoil and everything that went on with it. And you know, they just aren't going back to the running game. I mean, they just need to pound the rock, and they've stopped doing that as well. And these teams that stop pounding the rock, you know, and yeah, you know what, Mike? I keep saying this now. The New York Football Giants have turned into Cleveland East, because we are the new Cleveland Browns of the NFL. That's how bad we are. You know, it is a shame that we've lost more games. You know, it is just horrific, the product that the Giants continue to put on the field. And it goes back to Jerry Reese, you know, but Gettleman just made things worse. You know, he made things worse, and it just was terrible, you know, with that. With his draft picks, I mean, come on, look at it. They didn't put anybody around Eli. It was a fluke 11-5 with McAfool, okay? And, that's right. That's right. When I came to Ohio, that's right. They did. That is absolutely right. I remember that. That's right. That's right. I remember, Mike. Yep. I believe that was a Monday nighter. Yes, that was a Monday nighter. And they literally did. They spanked us pretty good. You know. But let's face fact. I mean, the Giants are horrific. They can't get any pressure on the quarterback, you know, which they have no linebackers. And Blake Martinez, huge loss. I know the injuries and whatnot. But listen, let me bring in Nevada Nick. Nevada Nick, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, buddy?
You know, and look, I just want to say, we're stacking wins, baby. the coach is climbing out of the hole. Unlike
I would have stayed on my streak if it wasn't for shitty officials. And I'm tired of it, coach. I mean, did you see the Bucs calls that were missed yesterday, the Bucs Bills game?
No, the Giants played at 4:00. I was really watching.
You look it up. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. The Bills got screwed yesterday. I mean, you know, it's these refs are just, and I know I feel bad because it feels like every Monday I'm coming on here bitching about the refs. And I did say last week, you can't leave it to the refs. But the Bills, man, with that comeback they had, and you know it too, coach, they win that game yesterday. Maybe that turns your season around. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, now most likely going to be tough to win that division 2 games back. You know what I mean? To the Patriots, it's going to be tough with 2 games back, 4 to play. I mean, they could have really, you know, look, they got 3 easy games in the Patriots. They win that game, they could end up being possibly 12-5, division winner, maybe a 1 or a 2 seed.
Right.
You know, now they're looking at right now they're the 7 seed, whether they can climb a little bit, I don't know. It's just, it was a joke. It was a disgrace. It was, so it was pass interference on Diggs near the end of the fourth quarter on third down. I mean, 100% pass interference. Then on third down in overtime, there was holding on Diggs. And that's my thing, coach. Like you say about umpiring in baseball. What's up, Tanessa Ray? What's going on, sweetheart? My beautiful little niece. You know, coach, you say it with baseball umpiring. If your strike zone is at least consistent, you know what I mean? Right. And you're calling it all night. So basically, okay, your officials, you're letting them play. Then let them play. Right. But then what happens is, on the other side in overtime, it wasn't interference. They called on the Bills, 19-yard pass interference on first down. I mean, it was just – and I had 3.5, coach. You know what I mean? In overtime. So if they kick a field goal, of course, no, they score a touchdown. Even though the Bills had the ball first, you know, a big play happens.
Right.
It was tough. Nice hair. You need a commercial. Michael, you're right, buddy. Sorry, didn't get the girls to do the hair today. And obviously you can see I'm a little stressed out after my day yesterday. I had Browns minus 2.5. They're up 18 and win by 2. I had Washington football team plus 7. They would have made it 6 and missed an extra point, so I pushed. It was one of those gambling days, man. The Bills down 21.5 against the Super Bowl champs. They come all the way back, have the ball on the 5-yard line, and can't score and lose in overtime by 6. It was just one of those days. Mike, I did buy the hook. I did. And what pisses me off more, Mike, I was going to buy it to 7.5, and I didn't. I just kept 7 and ended up getting the push. Yeah, Anthony, we're going to learn when they get fined for missed calls. You know, Anthony, honestly, and I'm not kidding, I really think we're at the point that you need to add, like they have 2 challenges, 4 plays. You should have 2 challenges for penalties in the game. And if you get it both right and they overturn it, you get a third. I know they tried. They got to do something. These calls are too important.
Yes, but in technology, I don't understand how they can't get it right. You and I can see it, you know. And here's the problem I have.
I'm not talking about like offensive holding.
I'm
talking about like blatant stuff on a receiver, on a quarterback. You know, something like
that. I understand that, but what I'm saying is when Mike Ferreira comes on Fox and says, that looks like pass interference to me, or whatever, and then they go the opposite. Right. He sees it. He's the head of officials. Right. How do we see it at home. How are they not getting that call right? That's the thing.
And you know officials protect officials usually.
Yep, they do.
A former official literally tweeted last night about how bad the Bills game was. 3 calls, and he more complained about the call they did make on the Bills. He said that it just wasn't pass interference. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, but, you know, they should have thrown flags on the Bills too. And that's what I'm saying, coach. What bothers me is you're having direct effects, not just on a game, on the season. If the Bucs lose that game, you know, they fall down. They're not a 2 seed. You know what I mean? And now the Bills are a 7 seed instead of a 3 or a 4 seed. Like, it's a huge difference, and it's just getting old. It really is. Now, in regards to your Giants, coach, I think yesterday pitiful. Was the nail in the coffin of Joe Judge.
Had to be.
Just because, I mean, my opinion, last year at least, you know, you showed progress. It looked like you were headed in the right direction. But you know what I mean? You look like you were heading the right direction. Now, Coach, they just don't look good. And Mike, that touchdown by the guy on the Ravens, the rookie, Rashard Bateman, I think it is. That was, he pushed off, you know, and that there's another one. And then the freaking Browns kicker missing the field goal. Sorry, Coach, I'm in gambling distress today. I really am. I should have had a huge day yesterday and just, you know, I'm in pain. Real pain.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, the Bills got screwed. What else is out there? You know, I mean, Packers, big win last night.
Thank you. Thank you. Another win for Coach.
Yeah.
They covered. I was a little worried. They were down, you know, 10-0. And I'm like, oh my God. But you know,
they had some big plays. They had, you know, a punt return for a touchdown. They had another touchdown on a big play. Man, Aaron Rodgers looks dialed in though. And that defense, Coach, they're going to get two of their best players back still. So Packers looking good. Curious to see what happens tonight. We got a big one tonight, Coach. We really do. In regards to the NFC West, obviously. Right. And, you know, for the number one seed, Cardinals.
Right, because the Cardinals need to win. It's a kind of a must win to stay on top because they become tied with the Packers. The Packers have the tiebreaker. So, you know.
And, Coach, you know it too. Especially a team like the Cardinals, do you think they want to go through Green Bay in January? You know what I mean? And Rodgers just plays well in that weather. You know, not many guys have success in that cold weather. Rodgers, it just it's – you know, Mike, I'll give my pick later, but we'll see. We'll see. Is New England is still the best team in the AFC.
I think they are, Anthony. I think they are.
Anthony, it's really tough, man. That is this. Honestly, I don't think ever in the history of the NFL have we had a closer conference. I mean, look at it. Like, literally, there's two games separating 10 teams. I mean, you got a bunch of teams that are 9-4 and 7-6 from 1-10, including the Broncos. I think they're the 10 seed. It's close. Like, I like the Patriots, but I like the Colts. I think the Bills still aren't in it. Look at the Bills yesterday, what they did in that second half. I think it's wide open.
Kansas City had their get-right game. I mean,
Kansas City, that defense looks unbelievable. I still question, look at the schedule. They haven't really played a high-powered offense. You're right. Yeah, they got right, you know. Look, to me, and I get what you're saying with the Patriots, but the Chiefs are the favorite. They're the two-time defending.
They are.
You know, until they're beat, they're the favorite, my opinion. And I want to see Mac Jones. That's the one thing. Let me see him do it in January. You know what I mean, Coach? Let me see do it in January. Paul,
I don't think Jim's leaving Michigan now.
I think it would be a good choice. But I would be surprised in his first year where he cracks through and beats Ohio State gets in the playoff, then kind of leaving. I think he's got a big contract extension too, Coach.
Yeah, he did. I don't see him leaving. So, you know, I don't think he's the guy.
And look, Paul, the Raiders are another story, okay? The Raiders, you're a 6-6 team. You're 500. And you're going on the Chiefs logo and starting.
Right.
And then you got your ass handed to you, you know. And this is after last year. I didn't know. They took a victory lap around the stadium last year after they won.
Right.
They won a game, dude. Go win something. Make the playoffs.
And I agree.
And look, I'm fond of the Raiders now a little bit. I am. You know, I do Angela's show. We had, you know, I think all the fans are great. You said it too. But the organization, man, it's just – I don't know how the fans do it. They drive me nuts just watching them. I mean, they're just up and down. And
I agree. It's so hard to watch them sometimes.
And then Cleveland Farrell yesterday, who was, you know, the poster child of bust, has a sack down 14-0, and he's doing his. I'm just like, dude, you looking at the scoreboard, buddy?
Right.
It's 14-0. And like the yesterday, too, a game like that, you fumble on the first play and give up a touchdown. It just honestly fell over at first play. Like, it really did. I was like, all right, that game's over. Like, game, set, and match. I thought the Raiders were going to come out yesterday and cover the 10. I really did. Anthony, it's over.
Yeah, Urban Meyer's done there, man. He's out.
I don't know if you heard his press conference too yesterday, Coach. They said basically, he said whoever's leaking information
is fired. Yeah.
So you know what that tells me is the information's true,
right?
Because if it's, you know, you could just say, hey, man, these are blogs, these are media people just reporting stories that are. Obviously, true shit's coming out if you're going to say whoever's doing it's going to get fired.
Right.
So it's give the guy a hat. I do need one, Mike. Come on, leave my hair alone. Usually, I always have great hair. Today, a little off, Mike. Come on, stop picking on me. I'm crazy day in the NFL yesterday. I mean, you know, the 1 o'clock games weren't too many good games, but man, those 4 o'clock games were.
The Giant, that score. So they scored those garbage touchdowns at the end to make it look, you know, it was 37-7 as far as I'm concerned. Those touchdowns at the end were garbage, you know, garbage time, you know. And why was Glennon still in there? I mean, you know, the Giants couldn't even hold it. You had Chase Daniels in the fourth quarter running the offense and moving the football against you. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, that was my question, too, with the Raiders. You know, Bisaccia, you're basically, you know, you're trying to get maybe another head coaching job or, you know, a job somewhere else. Why don't you pull Carr out and see if maybe you get a little spark from Mariota? Why not?
Right.
Give it a whirl. Nagy's done. And those are two guys we said that should have been fired last year. Nagy's done. Mm-hmm. Zimmer's done. The only guy I'll say that I said should be fired last year that's turned it around was Zach Taylor with the Bengals.
Well, mine was Vic Fangio, Denver. I thought Denver should have, you know, but.
Come back with my watch and I was screaming at work. Yeah. Anthony, once again, too, and I'm glad you brought that up, Anthony, because that has to deal with, once again, Dallas. Coach, with as well as that defense was playing yesterday, why are you throwing the ball up 13 with 4 minutes to go? And right. You get a pick six right there. You know, because you're obviously, I think they're at their own 20-yard line, something like that. I mean, that's a, you know.
I don't get it. Why are they doing that? It just makes no sense to me. Because Cleveland did it too. Cleveland, they're up big, and they start throwing the football. And, you know.
No, I know, but Cleveland, I thought, was more conservative and let them come back in the game. They took the foot off the gas. Dallas, it's just a question of – and they're blaming Kellen Moore, but that's on Mike McCarthy. You're the coach. Mm-hmm. You overrule that and say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
Don't throw the ball, run the ball. Simple as that.
I don't know why he couldn't run. What happened to Nick Chubb?
Baltimore does have a good run defense. He's right. That's why I think he's – they don't trust their run. Yeah. I mean, but Mike, you know, I don't know. The Cleveland's just, I don't know. They're a mess. Baker got pulled for a little bit because he got took a hard hit.
Dinged up, yeah.
Yeah, he was yelling at the guys in the sideline. The Browns just, I don't know. I can't believe the Ravens with Todd Hundley came back yesterday and almost pulled out a win. And the Ravens are a story too, Coach, because – you know, now with Lamar, depending on this injury, what's going to happen with him? You know, they might – because you know who they play this week, right, Coach? Ravens play the Packers.
Yeah.
So it's not going to get any easier, you know. And then they play at Bengals, who they got crushed by earlier in the year, then the Rams, then at the Steelers. So not an easy schedule for the Ravens. Like I said, I thought they might not make the playoffs.
You said you called it. You said they were a team that might not make the playoffs, and I could see that – team being a team that you know, loses out, you know. So, and another, we have a big Thursday game, you know. Again, how do you put this game on a Thursday night on a short week rivalry? It means so much.
It's not fair to the Chargers, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, no, the Chargers are home, so
I should play, but so it's not fair to the Chiefs, but you know.
We'll get to that in a second, Brian. But no, yeah, Coach, look, it's a huge game. If Chargers win, they're in first place because they beat the Chiefs earlier in the year, too.
Right, right.
So you're talking about an enormous game. And I don't know why you would put – you're right. I don't know why you'd put an enormous Thursday night game like that. You know, honestly, to me, Coach, this late in the season, you shouldn't have Thursday night games.
Right. I mean,
once
you don't need it.
Once you get to December, you know, you want to do Saturday games, I'm fine with that. Like the Thursday night.
Right, football. After Thanksgiving, because college is over pretty much. Yeah. You want to do some Saturday games, that's fine. But, you know, get rid of the Thursday night.
And we got some good ones this weekend. You got Browns, Raiders, and Colts, Patriots Saturday night, which is going to be a fun one. Brian had something I want to – oh, Allen's foot. He's in a boot. I don't know. Brian, I think he's going to be okay, though, because he played in the second half with it. So – I'm not sure. The one I think that's more concerning is that I think Lamar might be out a few weeks. Josh Allen, it's like
wait, timeout, Anthony. I'm sorry, HR called. You need to go pee in a cup. Are you kidding me?
The only line you got with these
are people? You kidding me? Trade for Cam? Cam couldn't get out of his own way, dude.
You read?
Come on.
It says Carr, not Cam.
Oh, Cam, Carr. Sorry. I no, can't
you
read.
You go to HR.
To go to HR and pee in the cup. Still, you know. But, no, you know, I would take Carr as a stopgap guy.
Well, there you go. So then you got to be exactly. He's what he's saying. And look, Carr's the type of quarterback, if you put him, you know, with the right pieces, he can be successful. On a good team, Carr can, you know, he can win. But he's got to have players around. Carr's not going to lead a team. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Russell Wilson, who you could take a mediocre team and, you know, take them to the playoffs. He's just not that. That's just not Derek Carr. We'll see what happens there. That's a whole other story with the Raiders because, I mean, I just – Coach, and I'm curious to what you think about that with Carr. If you don't get somebody to replace him, like – I mean, yeah, you can draft somebody, but don't you bring them back if you draft somebody? Because you don't want to force the kid to go in with a shitty roster. You know,
you have Mariota, who's been a starter in the league. It's not like he is Mike Glennon, like right. The Giants have. Mm-hmm. It's not. He's a valued, you know, has won some football games in the league. So why not see what you got? And go. It's at this point in the season. What is? I don't see the problem with it. I don't know why.
Especially yesterday, when look, 7-6 is still a playoff spot right now. They wouldn't have been in the playoffs, but still, you're in the hunt. That's a huge game yesterday, and it just seemed like they waved the white flag when they were down. Like I don't understand why you don't bring in Mariota just to see if it gives you a spark, and especially a guy like that, Coach, because just maybe the presence of him helps. Get that resurge, that running game. Maybe. You know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe he takes a couple plays that would have been Derek Carr sacks and extends them and makes a play. Right. Who knows? What's it going to hurt? You know what I mean? That's Steve DeBerg. Yeah,
Steve DeBerg.
No. Now, look, there's going to be a lot of questions. The quarterback carousel is going to be wild this offseason.
I agree.
Once again, Coach. Rumors about Russell Wilson and Giants are one of the teams. They said
Did you hear the news with Daniel Jones?
They said Giants, Saints, Broncos are the three teams he waivers no trade for. No,
because his wife wants to be in New York City. That's what the biggest deal is.
Right.
But they're saying Daniel Jones might now have structural damage to his neck and maybe done. His career might be over. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see that. But this is the David Wilson. I don't know if you remember back in the day, Giants number one pick out of Virginia Tech, running back, and he had a neck issue. Never played for the Giants. Played a couple of games, and that was it.
Yeah.
So they're saying that. But come on, Giants, just put him on the IR. Let's move on with our day. Let stop messing around and keeping him around. There's no need to.
And not just that, like, he had his opportunity. Was he, you know, supported the best? No. And look, there's a lot of guys that fall in line like this that maybe weren't given the best chance, you know, given the best opportunity, and maybe were failed by their organization. but he's probably looking at being a backup quarterback. Who's going to go out there and say, hey, you know, we're going to bring Daniel Jones in to be our guy? I just, you know how it is, coach. I just don't, there's not much there. I mean, he's had how many, what, four years now? Not this one playoff berth?
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, this is his third year. This is year three for Daniel Jones, year four for Saquon.
Anthony, that was what I heard yesterday, too. Not that I'm saying I read on somebody. I'm not a, insider or something. But, no, that's what I heard. Boy, I just think it's going to change. I really do. It just doesn't look pretty. He had that fake punt yesterday that, I just think they're going to move on. It's just because yes, they don't have a lot of talent. But, like, what are you going to hang your hat on? Like, they just look so bad. And, last year it looked like he was getting the best out of a bad team.
Right.
You know, this year you just don't see it.
Yeah, you're right. It is. You're not seeing anything. The Giants have pretty much packed it in. I mean, they were flat. They came out flat. I mean, granted, they scored. It was 7-7 at one point. But, then the doors got blown off. I mean, come on.
And, Brian, I'm real curious to see, because you're right, and Doug Peterson will get a job this year. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach. He will get a job somewhere. And one of the rumors already is in Jacksonville. Supposedly Jacksonville's interested in Doug Peterson. We'll see what happens with Urban Meyer.
I was thinking the Raiders was a place for him.
No, that's definitely one. That's one I brought up. It makes sense. But the Raiders need to change the whole organization. I mean, that's the one thing they got to realize. Next to the Lions, they have the fewest wins in the NFL the last two decades. I mean, so you're the second worst team in the NFL the last two decades. That's the organization you are. And I'm not trying to, talk down, but facts are facts, coach. What I mean?
Absolutely.
Let's be real here. You're a bottom two operation the last two decades. It is what it is. I mean, you don't have a playoff win. It's bad. So they need to stop from the top. Davis needs to, I don't know if he is involved or whatever, he needs to stay out of it, get a good GM in there, get a good head coach in there, because there's pieces there, coach. There's pieces there. Max Crosby and Doc.
Yeah, how is – you're right, Mike. How are the Browns not on that? I'm sure they're on that list.
Yeah, they are, but they're not – no, Lions are the worst. Raiders are second worst. And then it might be the Browns. It may be. But those are the bottom two.
I could see Brian Leftwich. He's going to be a head coach this year.
Yeah, I think so too. And look, he's benefited from Brady, no doubt. Because that's the one thing that people don't understand with Brady is how great he is in getting you in the right play pre-snap. He's just unbelievable at it. He really is. He sees what you're doing.
Hey, ask Josh McDaniels. Right, it didn't work out with him. That's why he went back to New England.
Right. Nah, it's the truth. And he just, I mean, look, the Bills just couldn't stop him in the first half. And the same thing on the other side with Josh Allen. Because they don't run the football, they just blitzed everybody at Josh Allen. And he didn't know where it was coming from and was running for his life. And as we all say, every quarterback's kryptonite is pressure. Simple as that. I mean, no quarterback can get through pressure. When you're doing it and can continually hitting them and getting to them, and no quarterback can have success. Brian, I don't know what happened with Nick Foles. He's kind of the third string quarterback in Chicago right now. Right. I mean,
right. He's just sitting there collecting a check, man, because I think Jacksonville's still paying him is paying him. But was that a 3-year deal? So this is the last year of that. So he'll probably be cut after this year. And I could see him hanging it up after this, too, because I know he did talk about hanging it up after the Super Bowl, too.
He almost hanged it up before.
A couple of times, yeah.
He went back to the Chiefs and then obviously signed with the Eagles. He almost hung it up then years ago.
Right.
I disagree, Anthony. I think, look, they play an easy schedule. They play Carolina this week. Then they do have a tough game against the Patriots, and then they play the Falcons and the Jags. So I think they got a great shot at going 3-1 or 4-0.
You mean the Jets?
The Jets, you're right. I'm sorry. Thank you. You're right.
They already played the Jags. Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. You're right. No, you're right. Falcons and Jets. You're right, Coach. Thank you. Yeah. I think they go 3-1 or 4-0 and get in. And that's, once again, that's why, like I said, those reps yesterday, that's such a big game for the Bills. They're still in the thick of the things with the AFC. And think about that. Your season's like on a brink against the Super Bowl champion. Right. You're down 21. You come back and win. That's such a huge momentum thing. And then if you can run the board, beat the Patriots in New England, get some, you know, get some revenge back, take your division. It's enormous, Coach. And they could – those are the kind of teams, as you know, Coach, you got to watch out for going into the playoffs. Those teams coming in hot. Right, you know, and that would have just lined up perfectly for the Bills, and the refs took it from them. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but we're just saying they're getting in. I mean, are they going to make any noise? Probably not, but they're going to get in the playoffs. You know?
And look – but the AFC is still wide open. I mean, Coach, give me 1 second because I'm going to bring it up right now. And I think you'll agree with me. So, NFL has 37 positive COVID tests Monday. That's not good. Yeah. Sorry, that was the story on the I just opened ESPN. All right, so here we go, Coach. All right. So the playoffs started today. You ready? In the AFC, it would be Titans at home and opening weekend, I'm saying. Titans at home against the Bills. I like the Bills. I really do. With the way the Titans are going, even though the Bills don't look good, the Titans banged up. Now, if Derrick Henry's if Derrick Henry's back, I'm probably going Titans. So there are rumors Derrick Henry might be back. That changes things for me. The other game would be Kansas City at home against the Colts. That's a tough one. I know Kansas City's playing well, but that's the kind of team that can run the football, time of possession, keep Mahomes on the side. I'm not kidding when I say I might lean Colts on that game. You know I love the Colts, Coach.
Yeah, I know. You're high on them, yes.
And then the other game would be the Ravens at home against the Chargers, and I would like the Chargers in that game. So you're looking at possibly three road teams winning – opening weekend right now at the AFC. I know obviously things are going to change by the end of the year, but that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's wide open. And then, you know, the one seed's obviously New England. So they're a great team, but they can be beat. They can be beat.
And by the way, didn't Stiz predict a shutout with yesterday? Didn't he call the shutout?
Did. Yes, he did.
He said, I don't see them scoring any points.
And he was right. And, you know, I picked the Jags yesterday, which was, you know, honestly, I didn't like much yesterday, and I threw it in there. I just thought Tennessee was going to just, you know, with all the things going on somehow. Look, Jags have been up and down weird this year, but, man, Stiz was on the ball and right. And the way I looked at it, too, I was just off. With all the shit going on with the Jags, too, and supposedly, you know, team guys leaving the facility. Right. And I should have realized, you know that stuff, too, Coach. That stuff's not good. You know, you saw it. They just came out completely flat.
Right.
I wonder if he might be able to not be able to. Oh. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. If he's not healthy, they can't, you know, keep. And they do. They put too much on Josh Allen. There's no doubt about it. And Jimmy Johnson said something great tonight. It's the truth. He goes, how do you not have a running game in Buffalo? I mean, you know, if you got a home playoff game, you're talking about a – look what happened last week.
Right.
In the wind and that you couldn't throw.
Yeah.
You got to have a running game. I mean, you're in a north city. You have that lake effect stuff up in Buffalo where, you know, you can get inches of snow like that. Like, how do you not have a running game? Jimmy Johnson's right on.
You know, I know a team with a running back that you know, you could get out pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap. I mean, you probably pick a Rams deal. You'd have to probably give him a pick.
A pick with him. Yeah. Well, no, because he doesn't have a contract. It's you know, he's not, you know, he's still on that rookie deal.
I do think, Coach, that a part of it obviously is the team. It's not all on Saquon, but man, you know, his first year, he had 2,000 scrimmage yards, you know?
Right. And he's been pedestrian since, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's just
like, and he has been healthy. Yes, every absolutely.
Year he's gone down mm-hmm. every year. And
I will say this though, he did start to put his head down and run up the middle. Like, you know, he wasn't dancing a lot. He was, you know, one cut and go, which it benefited. I mean, granted, it's a team that run defense was pretty bad, but the Giants didn't stick to it. I mean, they couldn't, obviously, because the game got out of hand. But
right. You know, one team, Coach, I really truly believe, too, watch out for. I'll tell you, the Niners are starting to look good, man. Starting to run that football, and running the ball and playing defense wins in January. You know, time of possession, it's huge. And Jimmy G's actually not playing bad. Niners.
I think that is just helping the trade value, because there is no way you keep him with Trey Lance. I mean, you invested all that you gave away picks.
You gave up, so
yeah, you know, so you want to recoup some of those picks you gave up. So Jimmy G is just balling and you know, playing for another team.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree.
The Giants.
Yeah. I tell you, I just can't believe when I look at that AFC, you got all those teams that are so close. Then you got a team like the Steelers that are, you know, have that tie. So they're 6-6-1. I mean, it's you got 11 teams that are 500 or better. I mean, it's pretty wild. Tonight's game, Coach.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Who do you like?
You know, I like the Cardinals, but you know, I'm on the fence, but I think I'm going to go Cards.
I'm going to go with the Rams. And look, Joe Fuller was texting me, and a guy who comments a lot, and it's the truth. It's hard doing it because Stafford stinks against good teams. Okay, yep. He does. He's just pedestrian against good teams. The Rams are 1-4 this year against teams over 500. But I just have a feeling you're going to see the Rams tonight. I really like, you know, they're going to show up. They're going to play out. It's a big game for them. Because if not, they're Super Bowl chances. I think if they lose, I mean, look, if you get in the playoffs, anybody's got a chance. But right. To win three games on the road, and, you know, you're probably looking at going through Green Bay and Tampa Bay in consecutive weeks, possibly.
Right.
That's tough, Coach. You know, and your first Absolutely. Round game against whoever it would be. I mean, so the Rams would play right now. Excuse me, Coach. The Rams would play the Cowboys. So you'd be at the Cowboys, at the Packers, at the Bucks. That's a gauntlet, Coach. You know what I mean? That's a gauntlet.
Yeah, you go at Packers and then at Bucks. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. A gauntlet. Or even either way, even if it's Bucks, then Packers.
Right. That's a gauntlet. It's still a gauntlet. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're right. So, Anthony, is that right that their tight end and corner are out because of COVID?
Okay. I didn't know that. And, you know, Anthony, that's one thing that, you know, I know we saw it last year, but I'm real concerned with things right now that we may see. I just hope we don't see anything in the playoffs where, because you see the numbers are ticking up right now. These hospitals are full. I just hope we don't have some big players in the playoffs getting it. You know what I mean? Because you just don't want to see that. I mean, you know, the Lions yesterday had – I think they brought up 9 practice squad players yesterday for their game.
Right, right.
You just hope you don't see that in the playoffs because nobody wants to see that. But, yeah, in regards to the night's game, I'm going Cards, Coach. I just think – I mean, Cards. I'm going Rams. You're going Cards. I think the Rams are going to show up. I mean, they got embarrassed last time in L.A. And let's not forget, too, Sean McVay. And I know this is a different Cardinals team, but Sean McVay, 8-1 career. Against the spread, against the Cardinals. So, there's a number for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Rams. I mean, tonight, I mean, this is their biggest game of the season, you know. They got to win tonight or it's going to be all – they can't beat good teams. You know what the story is going to be tomorrow, Coach.
You're right.
Brian, what do you – I don't know. Do you know what that means, Coach?
No.
Yeah, screw him. We'll see. Go back to the bubble, having players only and no fans in the playoffs. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh, COVID. Okay, Brian. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that. It's too much money. They don't want to go back to that. And the players anyway, I think they pretty much keep them separate, right? Like, because like when, if you're watching the Colts this year, they're doing the Hard Knocks during the season.
Right,
the Colts,
right.
When they sit in meetings and all, it's like 6 feet apart. And, you know, obviously I know in practice you're whatever. But, yeah, I mean, soccer. Yeah, the Union did lose in the conference championship game. So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but didn't New York win the cup or whatever?
Yeah, they won yesterday, Coach.
And they said New York said they're not giving them a parade.
Why? Because it's COVID or?
No, they're not giving them a parade because it's soccer. It's not football or baseball or basketball or hockey. It's soccer.
I'm surprised you can get away with that nowadays.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's not like
I guess, but New York said no. The mayor came out and said, sorry, if you win, you're not getting a parade.
Okay.
That's pretty crappy. I mean, you know, you should.
I mean, what's funny is the Giants and the Jets, and they're not even in New York.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'll throw them a parade and they're right over in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and look, the one thing I'll say, you know, look, I get it. Soccer isn't on the level in the United States that it is around the world. But I'll tell you, man, those like Union fans and they got very, very loyal fan bases, these soccer teams. They really do. And people that are really into it. So it's kind of like a smack to the face to them. Mm-hmm. They're filling stadiums. They're bringing money to your city.
Yep.
You know, I don't see what the issue is. I mean, I know the Union, man. They have loyal fans. They have a real loyal fan base. It's no joke. That stadium's filled every game. So, yeah, but whatever. That's the mayor of New York for you.
There you go.
That's politicians nowadays, Coach.
That's all right.
And that's the one people say, you know what? Left, right, red, blue, get them all out. They're all bad. All politicians suck. That's how I feel.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
Coach Paul for president.
There you go, man. Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. So go ahead. You giving your pick? What do you got?
Yeah, Rams. Rams. And I'll be on Thursday. I don't know if I'll be doing the whole show, but I'll definitely be in to talk.
Well, Thursday is a travel day for me.
Oh, is it?
So yeah. So
maybe we'll tape it Wednesday.
So we'll tape it, you know, Wednesday, and then we'll put it up. And then
Michael, I'll make sure my hair is nice and done up for you next show too.
Yeah, he'll have the girls in there. I mean the girls in there for you to doing hair and makeup. You know,
be careful, Coach.
Yes, I know.
Be careful. Better backtrack quick, brother.
Yes, backtracking quickly. So, but it was a good time. Nevada Nick, thanks for jumping in. We appreciate it. Everyone, I was getting turned on. There you go. Yay, Ginger.
My hair's not red. It's just my beard.
All right. Whatever. Hey, Mama Moon. Yeah.
What's up, Mama Moon?
He's like digging the hair, too.
Right.
That 70s, you know, look, man.
Yeah, I don't got the slick back. Look, I jumped on late tonight. I was running late. Didn't have time to slick the hair back.
Yeah.
And Mama Moon, sorry. Yesterday was a debacle.
Yeah.
I can't hear to what everybody's going to say on Ford Life War Raiders story about that game yesterday.
Yeah. All right, everyone. We appreciate you jumping in, hanging out with us as always. So of course the show will not be live on Thursday. It's a travel day for me. So, but we will be live Sunday again. So make sure you check it out. We appreciate it. Share it with your friends. You know, like the page, ring the bell, subscribe. We appreciate all the love you guys show us. We appreciate it. Everyone be safe. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll see you guys on Sunday.